Some residents of Boston are bristling at an unusual proposition. Police officers are asking parents to invite them into their homes to search their kids' rooms for guns. It's part of a controversial new program. If you let the officers inside, they will grant immunity for any weapons found. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
To police, it's a no-brainer. Everyone wants guns off the streets and out of kids' hands, so why wait for a tragedy, says Police Deputy Superintendent Gary French. Why not let us search your kids' rooms for guns before there's trouble?
It sounds bizarre, but it's going to be very low-key. It's going to be friendly. It won't be the type of search where we tear apart the house. We're referring to it as a soft search, where we go in and look under the mattress, under the bed. If we find a gun, we confiscate the gun. No charges filed.
Kids could be charged for crimes committed with that gun, but not for possession of a firearm or even for small amounts of drugs. Police are hoping that'll convince parents to request searches of their own homes. For example, single moms who may be scared to confront their own kids. Police will also be taking tips from teachers and neighbors.
I mean, ideally it'd be self-referrals, but some of the parents and guardians are the last to know that the kid has a gun. They're clueless as to what the kid's involved with.
When police get a tip, French says two officers will knock on the door and ask parents' permission to come in and search. He insists no will mean no, but many don't buy it.
And one of your rights is the right not to incriminate yourself.
Opponents of the program, like community activist Cheryl Lawrence, held a rally outside police headquarters last week. City Councilor Charles Yancey says when police suspect a kid has a gun, they should get a warrant and do a legal search.
This just begins a very slippery slope, violating our human and constitutional rights.
Yancey calls the notion that the search would be voluntary a farce. Two seventh graders invited to the rally, George Webb and Marcus Fergus, agree. When police knock and ask to come in, they say no one's going to say no.
Yeah, most parents are scared. When you see a cop, you're scared. So I'm actually going to say yeah.
Three big cops, one little person. There's nothing you can really do
except say yes,
because you feel intimidated.
These boys say they also don't buy police promises that they won't be charged for having guns.
I believe, yeah, blah, 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 they ain't going to say nothing. But before we know it, they might just try to pull a fast one and charge us for the gun.
What do you think on the house? We could go to jail for it.
Put some down.
They could put some weed in the house. We don't even know. We could go to jail for it.
We're not going to set you up. That's not our vote.
Officer Kenneth Grubbs was at the rally trying to reassure opponents.
So, you know, we're not going to force our way into the apartment, because if mom says no, that's the end of the conversation. That's it.
Police say they expected resistance. A similar program in D.C. was called off last week, just days after it was launched because of community outcry. In Boston, police have responded by scaling the program back from four neighborhoods to just one, and they're allowing a community representative to accompany officers on searches. That was enough to convince several prominent community leaders, including Minister Don Muhammad.
Everyone that wears a blue uniform is not a rogue cop. The African Americans should jump at this, knowing the gravity of having guns in a home. I have preached too many funerals.
Since police launched the program last week, they're still waiting to make their first search. They're up against not only widespread distrust, but also a deep-seated anti-snitch culture in Boston that may keep them waiting for a while for their phones to start ringing. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.